summer's morning early, abroad as I did walk for sport, down by a pleasant harbour, where lovers of times did resort. There I beheld a fair young maid, to whom my thoughts were gone astray, with a bunch of rushes in her hand that she had gathered by the way. Oh, the neat little bunch of rushes, the neat little bunch of rushes, oh. I gently stepped up to her and embracing her most tenderly, she kindly did rebuke me and says, kind sir, don't be so free. Don't think for her to ill-use me, because that I am poor and low. Don't break my bunch of rushes, but loose me, sir, and let me go. Oh, the neat little bunch of rushes, the neat little bunch of rushes, oh. My dear, I'll not ill-use you, nor do I mean you injury. Come sit you down beside me beneath yon green spreading tree, where the lovely larks and linnets shall witness to our tale of love. To you I will prove constant, I swear by all the powers above. Oh, the neat little bunch of rushes, the neat little bunch of rushes, oh. So modestly she did consent, and on the ground we both sat down. For fear of any moisture, she spread beneath her cambric gown, while the lovely larks and linnets were witness till our love was o'er. She says, kind sir, don't tease me, nor break my bunch of rushes more. Oh, the neat little bunch of rushes, the neat little bunch of rushes, oh. So now we are on parting, and when shall we both meet again? She answered, in a few days, and then the clerk shall say amen. Come all you gentle listeners, and when to those arbors you go, I'll have you pay attention to the maiden's bunch of rushes, oh. Oh, the neat little bunch of rushes, the neat little bunch of rushes.